There is a spiritual teacher, quite a well-known one, called, I think it's something like Maharshi, something like that.
Maharshi,
yes. Who once said, the world that we see doesn't even exist. The world we perceive does not even exist. And perhaps that requires a little explanation. We all perceive everything around us in our daily lives. We perceive the world and what is going on around us in the way that we do. There are many people in this world, but we all perceive the world in different ways. We could perhaps call it our own truth. But this is the thing. We all perceive the world differently. So therefore, what we perceive must be an illusion. There are perhaps 8 billion people on this planet who are perceiving a different world. And we can't all be right. So what we are perceiving is an illusion. Perhaps we should go for a little walk. A walk of perceiving. Somewhere beautiful. Now it is a very, very good thing to practice using our senses. Because as we do so, we get closer and closer to reality. With practice. Also, we will develop our own inner knowing. Again, a very good thing to do. So maybe we should go for a walk into a springtime woodland. Spring is now round the corner. In fact, spring is already sprung. The early signs of spring are already with us. So we're going to a woodland where there are many, many snowdrops. Snowdrops at the moment are in full bloom. In this woodland, there are banks of snowdrops. And they flower before the canopy covers the light. They catch that sunshine before the canopy and in the trees grows. The snowdrops are pure white. There is a purity about pure white. Move closer to the snowdrops. Extend your senses, your sense of scent, touch, light, hear the sounds. As you look deeply into these snowdrops, perhaps you focus on one tiny little bunch which just are perfect. Use all your senses to perceive and to know. Feel the life force in this small group of snowdrops. Feel the energy, powerful life force. You see the Creator in action. You begin to feel the energy of the snowdrops entering yourself. And realize that you're at one with these snowdrops. You can feel that life force, your connection, not just with the snowdrops, but with the grass and the trees and the leaves and the stones and the breeze. You're completely at one with all the energies that surround you. Your perception becomes clearer. Your knowing becomes more accurate. You reach out and touch the tree just next to it, an old oak tree. You feel tempted to put your arms around the tree and feel the energy of the tree. Again, all your senses are strong. You can feel that energy. You are totally at one with the tree. This is a powerful experience. Become aware of the sounds of the animals, the birds. As your senses broaden and reach out, you now feel at one with the entire woodland and all that there's in it. And you see beauty everywhere. Everything is beautiful. Even the crisp packet that somebody's dropped is beautiful. Everything is energy. Nothing is left out. As you start to withdraw, you think about your perception is now refined. Your knowing has now refined. As mankind evolves and moves to the future, as our planet becomes more spiritually orientated, as we move closer and closer to perceiving accurately, truly what is there, feel the energy within the core of our being, as we feel that connection with all that there is, so our perceptions get closer to each other. Our world becomes less and less one of a I've lost the word. Start to see the world in the same way. The world is no longer illusionary, but we as one kind, mankind, see the world in the same way. And as we move into the deep, deep future, this is our destiny. The world becomes less illusionary, and mankind moves towards seeing everything as one.